Obnoxious, 6 letters.
Charles.
That's 7 letters.
Fit it in.
Look at the mother squirrel.
Oh, how do you know that's a mother squirrel?
She looks tired.
You know, you never see baby squirrels.
Oh, I bet they're cute.
Rats with good PR. Take away the fluffy tails and you got rats in the trees.
Where are all the baby squirrels?
Squirrel daycare.
I'm serious.
No, you never see baby animals in nature. They're up in the nest.
Till they're fully grown?
Well, they grow very quickly. They mature in about a year.
Imagine 1 year of childhood.
10 minutes of dealing with dirty diapers.
Adolescence would consist of 2 dates and 5 minutes of heavy rebellion.
What are people doing feeding them? Squirrels should be feeding us. They have it easy.
Tyrannical English king.
Charles.
Allie.
No, I'm serious.
You're right, it fits. This recipe must be written in Italian because I can't understand a word of it.
How do I look, guys?
Oh, you look like a beige nun.
It's a job interview. I don't want to look too flashy.
Flashy? Allie, you're going to fade right into the drapes. He's going to wonder why you never showed up.
Allie, don't you want to add a little, you know, color?
The job is in an art gallery. I don't want to clash with the paintings.
Remove the lady's pearls, Emma. There. Now you'll look like a Renoir instead of a Grandma Moses.
I know how to sell myself.
Yeah. Short.
Oh, boy. I'm going to be late. Chip! Jenny! I'm going! Tell your father to bring you home early.
Okay, Mom. Do good.
Wish me luck, guys.
Wish me luck. Mom's going to take a whack at eggplant parmesan.
Oh, it's really easy. Just follow the
Why
recipe.
Why are you telling her that?
I'm sorry. It's really easy. Just follow the recipe and bake at 300 degrees for an hour.
Bye. Knock them dead, Allie.
Mother, I'm starving. That thing takes an hour.
At 300 degrees. I'm going to put it in for a half an hour at 600 degrees. Sorry about the charcoal broiled eggplant, Emma.
It's okay, Mom. I want a pizza anyway.
I tried.
You shouldn't have bothered, really.
One of these days, I'm going to surprise you and cook something really fabulous.
I said over edible.
Well.
Do I smell burning rubber?
Mom cooked.
Ah. Don't mock the insecure. Well, how'd it go?
I'm too humble to say who totally captivated the owner of the very shishi conceptual art barn in Soho.
You got the job?
Well, I didn't get the job. It's between another lady and myself, but I think I have an edge. He was very impressed when I told him I majored in fine art.
Allie, you only took one course.
I would have majored if I hadn't left to marry what's-his-name.
You lied, Allie?
No, I didn't lie. I didn't say I graduated. I said I majored. Oh, finally a chance to use my social security number.
Way to go, Al!
When will you know?
Tomorrow.
And look what Dad got us.
The new Go-Go's.
Good night, gang.
Night.
Allison, I wondered if we could... You're looking very nice tonight.
Oh. Lady had a job interview, Chuck.
Really? Allison, could we talk about the...
At an art gallery.
Oh, interesting.
Forging Picassos.
Good. Allison, the Abernathys called.
Who are they?
They're renting the house, remember?
Oh, those Abernathys. It's such a common name.
Well, they've decided they'd rather buy than rent. They've made us a very handsome offer, so... Oh, excuse me. Service.
Sell the house?
Uh-huh.
Sell my house?
Dr. Lowell here. I'll tell it to take 2 aspirins and call me in the morning.
I always wondered if they really said that.
Anyway, they're looking at other houses, so I told them I would discuss it with you, and if you agreed, we could go up and sign the papers on Saturday. What do you say?
I don't know.
I say this is the time to sell.
I suppose...
Good girl. You won't be sorry. Bye.
Are you all right?
I don't know. I've never sold my house before.
Well, do you want to sell it?
I don't know.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Well, you heard Charles. It's the time to sell.
Well, maybe it is the time for him to sell, but is it the time for you to sell?
I hate these decisions.
What are you going to do? Just sit down and do whatever he tells you to do?
I don't know. What do you think?
It doesn't matter what I think, Allie. It doesn't matter what Charles thinks.
Charles is smarter than I am.
Is he? Would you run off with trash like Claire? So?
All right.
Good girl.
You tell him.
Allie!
I have a message for Dr. Charles Lowell. Is it an emergency? Yes, it's an emergency. The message is, Charles, I don't have to sell the house just because you say so. That house is 50% mine. More, if you want to get technical, since my father lent us the money for the down payment. And another thing, Charles...
Ellie, just leave word.
Have him call Mrs. Lowell. My heart is pounding so fast, and I was just talking to the service.
That must have been some marriage.
Oh, it was very harmonious. Charles gave his opinions, Charles accepted them, Charles applauded them.
What were you doing?
Nodding vigorously.
And doesn't this feel better?
Yes.
Damn beeper went off before I could get to the car.
No.
You mind if I use the phone?
Don't be shy, Chuck. Just barge right in.
Charles, we have to talk.
Not now, Allie. Dr. Lowell here. My mother, she couldn't have called. She's dead.
Not that Mrs. Lowell, Charles. This Mrs. Lowell. I want to...
Allie, haven't I told you not to use the service unless it's an emergency? Thank you. Well, what is it?
I don't want to sell the house.
What? Why not?
Well, it just seems too soon, too final, too definite.
Allie, a moment ago when I left, you said sell. What happened? Is this your work?
I'm a travel agent.
I need time to think, Charles, and I need time to talk it over with Chip and Jenny. It's their house, too.
Fine. Chip, Jenny, down here on the double.
Forget it, kids! False alarm! Charles, that would be you discussing it with Chip and Jenny.
Allison, we are going to sell the bloody house.
But, Charles, it just doesn't seem like...
Allie, you don't have to sell the house if you don't want to.
It happens to make good financial sense.
Ah, but does it make emotional sense?
Absolutely.
I'm not so sure.
Damn it, Kate, this happens to be between my former wife and me.
Could I just say something?
Believe me, Kate, I fully appreciate how Allie feels.
Allie feels overwhelmed.
Hello?
Allie feels overwhelmed if someone asks her the time.
Guys,
Allie feels cornered.
I'll tell you how Allie feels! As soon as Allie finds out.
Mom, where are the extra batteries?
Kitchen cabinet.
Thanks.
Wait a second, guys. We've got to talk.
What about?
We've got a big decision to make. How would you feel about selling the house?
Didn't we already sell it?
No, we rented it.
What's the difference?
Well, they pay us a little bit of money each month to let them live in it, and if we sell it, they will pay us a lot of money all at once.
Sell it.
Well, that means we can't have it back.
Don't sell it.
But of course, we'll get all that money and we can get some of the things we've been wanting.
Sell it.
If I get the job, you won't need to sell the house.
Don't sell it.
But then I'll have all the extra expenses, lunches, wardrobe, transportation.
Sell it.
As long as you understand what that means, Munchkin. No dropping by when we're up visiting Grandma. No putting flowers on the turtle's grave.
Don't sell it.
This is a tough one.
What do you think, Jen? You haven't said anything.
I think you should decide.
I agree with Jenny.
Problem is, I agree with Chip. Hi. How was your day? Something I said? No, something the owner of the art barn said.
You didn't get the job?
He gave it to the other woman just because she has a degree and I don't.
Oh.
I don't see what a degree has to do with minding an art gallery.
Allie, there are 8 million people in the Naked City and only 2 jobs. These days you have to have a master's to be a panhandler.
Yeah.
You know, if I knuckled under to Charles and sold the house, I could afford to go back to school.
True, and you've got the time.
But do I even want to go back at my age and spend time with people who never heard of Jay and the Americans?
Allie, you're not going to be alone. A lot of women are going back to college. Women whose kids are grown, women who are divorced, women who are widows.
I'm a cultural stereotype.
Aren't we all?
I was a stereotype housewife in Connecticut. Now I'm a stereotype divorcee in New York. I'd like to leave a message for Dr. Lowell. The patient you saw last night has resolved her mental problem and will commit herself Saturday as prescribed.
How do you feel?
Scared.
Well, you're entitled. That was a big decision. Too bad you couldn't have made it before you broke the plate.
That's okay. It belonged to Charles's mother. I'd better hurry. Charles is waiting at the house.
Have you got everything you need?
I'm missing one thing. You come with me.
Oh, no. This is between you and his pompousness.
Come on. I went with you when you were too afraid to go to Dr. Sandeman alone.
Hallie, that was different. I was 12 years old. I was having a wart removed.
So am I. His name is Charles. Come with me.
Okay, but I'm waiting outside in the car.
No, I've got a better idea. I'll drop you off at Stan and Rose's, and you can pig out on onion rings while I sign the papers.
Stan and Rose's, flash to the past.
At least you have a past. I'm selling mine. Say it won't hurt.
It won't hurt.
Say it again.
Are we going to do this all the way up in the car?
Remember Dr. Sandeman.
It won't hurt.
With more feeling.
It won't hurt.
Can I help you, dear?
Hi, Rose.
Hi. Do I know you?
Test your memory.
Oh, my God, it's what's her name?
Right.
You went to what do you call it, college?
Right. Are you sure you're thinking of me, Rose?
Who else? You always used to come in with the other one. What's her name in the cashmere with the seat pearls?
Oh, my God, you do remember.
I bet I remember something else. You want onion rings, right?
What a memory.
I only forget names and places. Sid, give me that plate of onion rings for an old friend.
It's for me.
Not anymore. So, you still live over in there, what's this?
Oh, not for years. Oh, I can't believe this. After 16 years, he still tastes the same.
It's because I'm still using the same oil. Oh, excuse me. Trouble in paradise.
Hi.
Hi. How'd it go?
It started in the kitchen.
What?
I saw the little mark I made on the refrigerator to show Chip's height. And then out the window was the tree I planted when Jenny was born. And the little white spot on the parquet from our first puppy.
Allie, stop. There's violin music coming out of your ears.
I didn't sell the house.
What?
I couldn't, Kate. It's my life. Do you understand?
Sure.
Yeah, but what about college?
You'll go when you're ready.
Is that the other one? It is the other one.
Hi, Rose.
Oh, your pearls grew. It is so nice to see the two of you together again. I never expected this.
I never expected to see you again either. I thought you and Stan were going to move to Florida.
My Stan died.
I'm sorry.
We didn't know.
Oh, you remember Stan. Always putting things off for a better time. Me, I said to him, I said, Stan, let's just sail and go to Florida. But no, there was always something. Business is too good. Business is too bad. And then the pain started. And Stan put off going to the doctors. Poor man. He thought he could put off dying like he put off everything else.
Rose, quick, onion rings.
We're wasting away.
Oh, you have to excuse me, girls.
Don't even say it.
What?
What you're thinking. That I put off things like Stan did.
Rose, I can't believe I totally blew the tests. So much for my brilliant career taking care of animals.
Well, you still have Richie. He's an animal.
Relax, you can still take the SATs next spring.
SAT scores go on your permanent record, Rose.
Face it, I'm doomed.
SATs. Remember when we took those suckers?
How could I forget? I was so nervous.
I wasn't nervous. I was sitting right next to Tommy Corrigan.
Brainiac! I'd forgotten him.
Rose! Rose! Hi, one cherry Coke, one cherry lemon Coke, two large orders of onion rings before my children eat my steering wheel.
I can't believe it. That's Linda Cabot. Oh, from the club. Do you mind if I...
I'm going to go to the loo and read the walls.
Linda! Allie! Well, what brings you up from the big city?
Well, we got an offer on the house.
Oh, sell that house. Oh, I'm having sympathy pains. If I had to sell ours, well, I wouldn't. They're going to have to tomb me up in it. That's Kyle and Samantha starving to death in the car. Today was family day on the golf course. I guess Chip and Jenny don't get much chance to play golf in the city, do they?
No, no, not much.
Where are they going to school? Dalton? Calhoun?
PS3.
Public school? Oh, Allie. Oh, well, they like it. Oh, well, of course they do. How are you, Allie?
I'm fine. I'm terrific.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Oh, we are so late. Samantha's got a figure skating lesson. Kyle's got a soccer game. Rose! What a day. We've got 20 people coming over for dinner tonight. And Rene at the Coop has promised that he would squeeze me in for an emergency cut and blow dry. Brian's car's in the shop. I gotta pick him up. Then I gotta drive the kids all the way over to the Hendricksons in Weston for an overnight. I have to deliver all the PTA reports. Why am I telling you this? You've done it all.
I have.
Here we are. And don't tell him no honking in front of my diner like that.
Saved by onion rings. Thank you, Rose. Oh, gee, I wish I had time to hear what you're up to, Allie. Say, maybe we could grab lunch sometime when I'm in, except I very rarely get in except for the theater. Are you working?
Well, I'm job hunting, and I'm considering going back to...
Sorry, darling. Mother's work, never done.
School.
Say, would you call, please? I mean, I'd have you over right now, but I'm having the kitchen renovated. You know what a mess that is. Oh, well, just another Saturday in the sleepy suburbs. I don't know how I do it.
Neither do I.
Listen, Suze, even if you don't get 750 on math, your grade average will get you into Cornell no sweat.
Doesn't matter. Richie loves Wisconsin. Maybe I should just go there.
Suze, if you want to be a vet, Cornell has the best school.
Yeah, but it doesn't have Richie.
How was your weekend?
Fabulous. You should have been there.
No, I don't do rallies. Besides, I'm glad I stayed on campus.
Allie, I have never seen so many gorgeous-looking guys in one place in my life.
I never knew you were so political.
There was this one guy, he had long, straight black hair, I swear, right down to his rear, a great Fu Manchu. And he was so intelligent.
I'm sure.
Oh, Allie, I love protests.
Mine?
Oh, Allie's an old maid. Mm,
so much for superstition.
Stan, could you get us another order of onion rings? Thanks. So, what gives?
I'll give you a hint. What have I wanted more than anything in life?
A baby blue princess phone to match your eyes.
I have that.
Your father to buy you Paul McCartney.
Getting warmer.
You can't get any warmer.
Charles Lowell.
You already have him.
Yeah, but now I'll have him forever.
What's second prize?
Kate, the man I love more than life itself asked me to marry him.
What did you say?
I said, yes, stupid.
Oh, that's exactly what I would have said, except for the yes part. Ellie, why do you want to get engaged now? Can't you give yourself a year or 5 or 10 to play the field? I mean, like, what's the point of tying yourself down while you're still in college?
We're getting married this summer. I'm not coming back next year.
You're kidding, right? You're not kidding?
Mm-mm. Well, aren't you happy for me? I'd be happy for you.
Well, I mean, I'm happy that you're happy. It's just sort of sudden, you know?
Charles actually got down on his knees to propose.
Oh, I didn't know he bent.
He gave me a ring.
Whoa, hardware. Let's see it, Mrs. Lowell.
It's just a temporary, you know, until he makes his first million.
That's not too shabby for pre-med.
Wait until you meet Mr. Wright, then you'll understand.
Oh, no such guy. I'm gonna wait till I'm like 35 and too tired to have fun.
You will be my maid of honor.
As long as I don't have to wear, like, white.
Mark it in your calendar, June 25th. It's my parents' anniversary.
Oh, your parents. What do they think?
Are you kidding? It was practically their idea. They get another doctor in the family without paying for med school.
Allie, are you sure you want a bad college with only 1 year to go?
I can always go back once Charles is launched in his career.
But why can't you wait 1 more year?
I could, but Charles says not doing it hurts his concentration.
So do it without getting married.
Kate, a man does not buy a cow.
So give him the milk for free while you get your degree.
Charles, why on earth would I need a degree?
Great graffiti in there. Get this. For a difficult time, call Tanya. Oh, boy, kids have really changed.
Yep.
So how was your friend, the lady in cleats?
She felt sorry for me.
She stole your act.
You know, I don't belong here anymore. I'm going to sell the house and go back to school.
You know, you said that like you really meant it.
I do. What do you know? I made a decision I'm going to stick to.
That's great. How do you feel?
Well, part of me feels proud and part of me feels scared. And then there's this underlying sadness and, of course, an overall ambiguity.
Allie, forget that I asked. Come on.
Yeah, let's go home. Rose! You know, that's the first time I've called the apartment home and meant it.
Oh, it's on the house.
Thank you, Rose.
Bye, Rose.
Bye.
Go to Cornell!
Rose's onion rings never used to bother us.
We had cast iron stomachs.
Oh, youth.
Is there any place in Manhattan to play golf?
Sure. Connecticut.
Weird.
Offers a hand in sharing, then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.